Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Today, I'd like to whet your appetite with a 2012 Hyperion CD by the Cardinals Music, directed by Andrew Carwood. The CD is called William Byrd, The Great Service, and in addition to that nearly 43-minute long composition, the CD offers us renditions of four other beloved Byrd songs and a Christmas carol. A podcast concerning music of William Byrd would be remiss not to mention that Byrd was a Catholic during a time when it was not at all fashionable to be Catholic, to say the least, that is, during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. Despite his non-attendance at official church services and even a period of house arrest, the music-loving Queen more than tolerated this supremely talented William Byrd, even granting a 21-year patent for the printing of music and ruled music paper jointly to Byrd and Thomas Tallis. Byrd's Anglican church music understandably forms only a small proportion of his total output, and he did not publish any of it. The Great Service only came to light in the 20th century. The Gramophone Award-winning Cardinals Music have recorded all of Byrd's Latin church music. Founded in 1989, the Cardinals Music are primarily a vocal group embracing a wide range of styles and periods, from complete reconstructions of historical events to world premieres of commissioned music. On this occasion, Andrew Carwood directs an ensemble of 10 singers and an organist in some of Byrd's Anglican music and psalm settings, now of course in English. Amongst his many other accomplishments, Carwood is the first non-organist since the 12th century to hold the post of music director at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. It is probably worth noting that in the 12th century, St. Paul's was a completely different building and probably had no organ. Anyway, Andrew Carwood is a singer who has worked for many years within the English choral tradition, from his own days as a choral scholar at St. John's College, Cambridge, then as a lay clerk at Christ Church, Oxford, and Westminster Cathedral, London's Catholic cathedral, not to be confused with Westminster Abbey. The influence of Andrew Carwood's own experience on the sound of the Cardinals' music will be obvious to those who are familiar with the English choral tradition, especially in the sound of the treble and alto voices. The treble part is sung by female sopranos, but their vocal color certainly calls to mind the voices of boys. Male and female altos are employed for the alto parts, once again singing in a pure, largely non-vibrato style that is favored by most English choral institutions. Here's a sample of the sound of which I speak, an excerpt from This Day Christ Was Born, subtitled A Carol for Christmas Day. Most of Byrd's Anglican service music probably dates from his first known employment as Master of the Choristers at Lincoln Cathedral from 1563 to 1572. It is mostly simple in style and short in length, as was required by the authorities. The Great Service is neither simple nor short, and its lavish scoring in 10 parts would have made it impossible for many choirs to perform. Carwood speculates that the Great Service may have been a farewell to Byrd's colleagues in the Chapel Royal when he finally left London to go to Essex, where he spent the rest of his life under the patronage of the Peter family, based at Ingatestone Hall. Of course, the Chapel Royal would have had enough very skilled singers to be able to perform this intricate polyphony. Listen, for example, to the end of the Te Deum, the second movement in the Great Service. Those who are familiar with Byrd's instrumental music of 5 and 6 parts will recognize his contrapuntal virtuosity and sophistication in this splendid music. Listen by way of contrast to some of Byrd's setting of part of Psalm 126, a piece entitled "Turn Our Captivity, O Lord." Wonderful stuff, with lots of rhythmic interest and variety, but not nearly as complex as the Te Deum that we heard earlier. This is certainly spiritual music, but it is not liturgical. It was published in Byrd's Psalms, Sonnets, and Songs of 1611, and it was probably intended for domestic performance. That's it for this time. If you'd like to know more about this recording, you can visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.